My first guest is joining us via telephone, Utica County Councilman Jerome McKinsley. Jerome, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you wrote a letter to the mayor.
Yes, sir.
Now, why don't you just give us a brief outline on what your complaint is, and I think most of Utica will join you in this complaint. If everybody could sign it, I'm sure they would. What was your number one gripe with what's going on?
Well, you know, the problem is something that's plagued Utica for a long time. It's not anything pointing at the mayor only or his administration only, but what it is basically is, you know, the problem with a tight budget is that, you know, we have very little money to maintain and upkeep our streets. And what's been happening is, over the course of years and different administrations, is that I've come to notice that the streets that are being repaired are not necessarily the streets in the worst states of disrepair. In fact, I was able to witness myself firsthand because I ride my bike to work as often as I possibly can. I ride through the city streets on my bike as often as I possibly can, and I have noticed myself firsthand that some of the streets that are being paved are streets that are not bad at all, when in fact in my district I have streets that are just about impassable.
And your district is comprises of parts of most of Cornhill, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah, you know, they did a paving project on Sunset in South Utica, and
yes.
I'm not sure really why, because I travel that road every day, and it wasn't that bad to warrant like this huge construction project. But you go through Cornhill, and I mean, half the road's sunken in on one street.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And the funny thing about it is, you know, I work right in South Utica, so when I ride my bike, I come right across Sunset Ave. So I know Sunset Ave very well, and particularly the part that they're paving, I ride right across that just about every day, and I know that street very well, and I did not think it even came close to being one of the streets in our city in the worst state of disrepair.
I was trying to travel around the United Square construction project, which I'll get into in a few minutes. I don't want to get off on it right now because I know you don't have a lot of time. But so I was going through parts of Cornhill, and you literally, Jerome, cannot have an open beverage. I call it the coffee test. Drive down the street with a cup of coffee, and if you have less than half of it when you get off of it, that street needs to be repaired. And you're right, it is. It's like, it almost seems like the roads haven't been touched in years.
Well, I know that to be so, and it's funny you mention that. I think that coffee cup test is a brilliant analogy. I think everybody ought to try it, including, and the mayor drives through the streets, and the chief engineer of the city drives through the streets also, so they know these streets too. And I challenge everybody to drive through those neighborhoods specifically. If you go on Howard Ave, there's a giant pothole that's been there for over 2 years. And right across both sides of the street is brand new construction. These are people who've invested in the community. They bought brand new houses. They live in these houses. They got this giant pothole that they got to traverse at least twice going out and coming to their house. Not only that, they have to explain it to all their company and everybody that comes over. And these people pay taxes. These are taxpaying citizens. In my street alone, Dudley Ave, which I've kindly told everybody on my street that they will probably not see my street be paved, my block, because I refuse to give people the opportunity to say that I'm doing it for me. So I told them my block's not going to get paved. But I've been living there for 24 years. It's never been paved. And I'm not saying pave that. I say let's pave the 1500 block of Howard, 1500 block of West, 1400 and 1500 block of Nielsen Street. You know, let's pave Harding Ave. These are streets that are just about impassable.
So what would you like to see done differently in the process? Who decides and determines what streets get paved?
Well, that's really the thing that I'm writing this and drafting this legislation for, is because nobody really has a set system for how it's done. And if you leave caution to the wind, then things start to blow away. And I think what's happening is a concise method of making sure that our streets are paved is beginning to blow away. And, you know, I just noticed or found a way to tweak things to make it more systematic so that we can ensure that in a time where our budget is strained, that if we do repairs to the streets, they are repairs to streets that are in the worst states of disrepair. They are repairs to the streets where we have most of our travelers and taxpayers and workers driving on, and it'll ensure that that's done. And just imagine if each council person, because I drive through all the streets in my neighborhood, I know every pothole in my neighborhood. I keep it written down on a map, and I turn that into the city every year. This is my second year. And just imagine if each council person, each council at large, participated and went through their neighborhoods and came up with a list and representation by way of photograph or picture or a map that showed these worst streets, and they looked at them and said, okay, these are the streets that are worse, and this is the order that they should be repaired. It would actually put the money onto the streets that really need to be repaired, and in essence, it would save tax dollars because they're going to have to pave these streets that I named. And where are we going to get the money now for the streets that absolutely need repair? Yeah.
And you know what else kills me is when, like, National Grid or somebody comes in, rips up the street, puts it back together, and then 3 months later, it's just, like, cracked and falling in. Potholes all over that burns me up too. So
absolutely, and I think that's such a disservice to the city of Utica and its taxpayers. If an entity comes and they have to breach our streets, they have to cut them, drill, dig, whatever they have to do. I believe that we need to pay a little more attention to making sure that the repairs or patches that they make to the street are not substandard. They need to adhere to some type of quality assurance, because what good is it if a year later it's sinking in 6 to 8 inches lower than the level of the street? I believe that we need to do something, however it has to be legally done, to ensure and inspect that these repairs that these other entities are doing are standard repairs that will hold up to the streets like everyone else is held up when they pave our street.
Utica Common Councilman for the 5th Ward, Jerome McKenzie, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll keep an eye on the situation as it keeps going.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, Jerome. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.